In this meditation, we'll work with the shadow in others, the shadow self that is in the world. For you will always be confronting the shadow of others. Very few people understand the shadow in themselves, let alone the shadow self of the mass consciousness in the world. Look for a place in yourself where you might feel judgment about others who are expressing their shadow. They may be saying inappropriate things, behaving badly, or acting in ways that are unacceptable to you or others around you. When another person's shadow self expresses itself, how can you react differently, more lovingly, with more acceptance and tolerance? Refrain from judgment. You must exercise this non-judgmental attitude toward others. This does not mean you must subject yourself to harsh behavior from others. But the difference would be that you don't judge them, or you realize it is just part of the human condition. The shadow in you is the same shadow that is in everyone, just as it is the same self that is having all these lifetimes and all of these individual experiences. First, we will work with the shadow of others at an individual level. Think now of someone who has recently expressed the shadow around you. Find an event in the recent past. When someone behaves badly around you, what is your first reaction? What is the dialogue that goes on in your mind? does your heart close? Do you try to shut this one out somehow? Do you have judgment? How did you react? What did you do or say? What did you think? Did this leave you thinking less of that person? A permanent impression? Did you react from the human perspective, or did you react from the eternal perspective of self? How would you react to that same situation differently if you were looking at it from the eternal self, the master in you, the one who understands the shadow and the nature of its role in experience of the human life? What would the master in you do and say in a different way than you reacted before? What would you think and feel about this person if you were approaching from a very understanding level, a tolerant and accepting level, without judgment about the human condition that the other person is suffering from? Now think about all the instances when others have expressed their shadow sides to you, have acted badly around you, even in your childhood. Look at all these instances from the point of view of the Master, the Eternal Self, the God Self.